Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com with an overview of the hot hits from the talk radio world for this past week. We have 10 of those items, and then we have 10 names in consideration. And the usual conversation Michael and I have about the biz. Sometimes it's about the story, sometimes about the host, sometimes about the stations. We'll get to that after Michael goes through his official list.
This is the list. These are the topics that have been talked about on News Talk Radio this past week, and they are as follows. We have Major League Baseball action and NFL post-draft chatter at number 10. We have at number 9 cold spring weather and global warming tied together. Somehow there's a tie between those two. At number 8, we have North Korea hostilities. At number 7, gun control proposals. At number 6, gay athletes flap. At number 5, slow job growth data. At number 4, Syria tensions. At number 3, Benghazi attack investigation. At number 2, immigration legislation. And number 1, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. The 10 most talked about people, at number 10 we have Al Gore, Jason Collins at 9, at 8 Marco Rubio, at 7 George W. Bush, at number 6 Joe Biden, at number 5 John Kerry, at number 4 Hillary Clinton, number 3 Harry Reid, at number 2 Zhahard Sanayev, and at number 1 Barack Obama. There you go.
There it is, the list now that we have the official work of Michael done for us. Now we can get into the nitty-gritty, the behind-the-scenes of the world of talk radio, news talk radio especially. But you heard Michael talking about sports talk radio, more and more people focusing on that, expanding rapidly in our country. One of the things that what you do at Talkers.com is a service and kind of fun, because we all like dirt, it would seem. Look at all of the things that every day, the entertainment shows on television, and I haven't done that well with them on radio, but morning shows always have a lot of this dirt, these scandals, the things about people, et cetera, et cetera. And having those stories about the hosts of a lot of programs, that's, for some people, reason enough to go to Talkers.com, because there's always going to be a story about somebody who gets fired, or who leaves, or who makes a mistake, or somehow or other things blow up in his face. So I wonder, in your years of covering talk radio, personality radio, some people call it, why do people get fired? And are there rules that usually govern what happens? We all know what happens in the workplace when somebody gets fired, in the regular workplace. But the world of talk radio is special. Some people do it dramatically if they know they're going to quit. They do so on the air. Some people, they get fired after they get off the air, and people don't know what happened to them. What's the, in your career of having done this for over 20 years, what's the most unusual way you've seen someone go?
The most unusual way I've seen someone go is where they're honored by the station for their years of service, get to finish up their shows on the air, and are given a party and paid. That's the most unusual thing I've ever seen. There have been a few cases of that. Usually, you're escorted to the door by a security guard,
right,
with your you know, the proverbial box of your stuff.
Yeah.
And although today, in today's environment, most of them don't have boxes because they don't have places to keep their stuff.
Right, they don't.
I don't mean to be laughing, but this is the cynical side of me coming out. It's amazing that somebody could be at a radio station for years and then given, you know, notice you're done, and they're off the air, and no explanation is even given to the listeners. It's as if they never existed. That's the more common way it happens. The reasons people are fired are many. One of them is they make too much money in today's economy, and cutbacks rule the day in this medium at the moment. Another is that their ratings are sliding and that they no longer are getting the audience that'll generate the revenue that the station needs to survive. In some cases, if they're syndicated, it's because they don't have enough affiliates and they can't keep the operation going. Mm-hmm. Then there's the host that just gets into terrible trouble because of something they say that's controversial. Usually that is not followed by a firing. It's usually followed by a slap on the wrist in the form of a suspension. And then when it blows over, they come back.
Do you think that that is less and less being used because the stations seem to have, especially the corporate stations, less tolerance for people who do things that, in essence, they think they're supposed to be doing, some of these hosts?
Well, that's, you know, it's like the Mission Impossible. You know, you're going on a Mission Impossible, and if you get caught, the secretary or the
disavow.
they disavow any knowledge of you.
Uh-huh.
And that's sort of what it's like to be a talk show host. Not so much today as a few years ago when outrageousness was, you know, the marching orders. Mm-hmm. Be outrageous. Be crazy. Be wild. Be controversial. But don't be too controversial. And no one knows where the line is, you know. The line keeps moving. So a number of talk show hosts over the years were egged on to push the envelope, as the saying goes,
right,
by their management,
yeah,
and then left on the edge of the, you know, left out there on the limb to dangle, mm-hmm, when the heat grew greater than the benefits of the heat.
Right, but when they were actually doing what they were asked to do. They were
Yeah. Certainly so. And then there have been, I have to admit, I'm not going to mention any incidents, but we hear about it all the time. And there are just some jerky things that people have done in the moment because of either their ego, their lack of experience, their enthusiasm, a momentary lapse of judgment. Because, you know, talk radio is spontaneous. It's hours and hours on the air in a spontaneous environment.
Yeah.
Sometimes something comes out of the mouth that shouldn't. And sometimes you say, what were they thinking? Why would they say a thing like that? Of course, you have to be in a talk show host's shoes to understand how that can happen to the best of us. But quite often I have rolled my eyes and said, oh, my gosh, I have to defend this guy now.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause that's usually, my role usually is the defender. Because I do defend talent. I defend the First Amendment. I defend the right of people to be artistic. I generally give hosts the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes I find it hard because what they've done is just really stupid.
Yeah. All right. So when somebody quits on the air and that happens, how does that usually sound when somebody gets annoyed? It doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't happen a lot. It happened recently in Boston with a sports talk show host. A weekender did it. Got a lot of attention. For the most part, people don't quit on the air. So how it sounds like a rare event. It's considered for the most part to be kind of unprofessional.
To quit on the air.
Because what it does is it feeds into the justification management have to get you off the air the minute you know you're going to lose your job,
right,
and not trust that you're going to say something. That's why I say it's unusual when somebody's left on the air after they know they're leaving because they have nothing to lose. And management trusts them enough to finish out their show and say goodbye to their listeners and do it in a really nice and, you know, appropriate, polite, civil way. Quitting on the air is considered to be basically a loss of control, undisciplined, and not a very good thing. Although there have been times in the history of talk media where it puts people into a legendary status.
Yeah.
I think one of the most profoundly historic and well-known, although maybe today's generation doesn't remember it, Jack Parr,
yeah,
who was the iconic host of The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson. And so older members of the audience remember Jack Parr was an amazing late-night TV host, and he was a tremendous interviewer. And those were the days when The Tonight Show and the late-night TV shows were not as scripted as they are today. They were more talk shows than they are like entertainment shows today.
Right, yeah.
They featured conversation. And he got so upset at something that happened during the course of the show. In terms of, I don't remember the details, but management and how they, and NBC, blah, blah, blah. He quit on live national TV, just walked off the set.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah. And that was like, wow, did that make him a cool guy?
Yeah, it sure did. Michael Harrison, speaking of cool guys, he's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com with our overview of things that are going on conversationally in the news talk radio world. We'll continue with that focus on the countdown in a moment.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make homeownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Michael Harrison continues with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's here to go through the recap of all the items in the top 10. Then we take on the issues of the medium itself. Dick Morris, somebody that we have all known. I will tell you that if I'm sure I picked up the phone and called him, he'd call me back. He'd certainly call you back. He's been around as somebody who tried to make his way as sort of a guest, an expert. After his years with the Clinton White House, he made a name for himself. Not necessarily because of all the good things that he did, but that seems to make an attractive talk personality. So now he's got a job in Philadelphia. How are the reviews after the first week or so?
Morris is a good talker. I mean, he's interesting. He's certainly, he's still on the air. Haven't heard that many reviews.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him personally, so I can't say. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't think there's a person who listens to this medium who hasn't heard Dick Morris as a guest, seen him on the Fox News channel.
Right.
Of course, I think he was kind of squeezed out of there because, some of his predictions were inaccurate.
Yes.
In terms of this last election.
Yeah, bad.
And, Dick Morris has a colorful past, where he, he's gotten into all kinds of scandal and trouble and gossip, and he's pretty open about it. He's also changed positions. He's been for the Clintons. He's been against the Clintons. He's been a lefty. He's been a righty. He sells a lot of stuff. He's very promotionally oriented. The jury's out. We'll see how he does.
I think he's a very interesting character, and character I'd underscore, or maybe with a capital C. A lot of interesting characters. That's what makes listening to these programs, the personalities of them, so compelling, and that's why we talk about them, because it is compelling stuff. Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, without whose approach to understanding what's going on in the world of talk, we wouldn't be able to do this program. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Doug.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lots of things in the works this week. Countdown Extra. You know, we've talked about Mayor Bloomberg and all of the things that he's brought to New York City that were controversial, but seem to be aimed at helping people maintain good health. The city of New York has decided the age to legally buy cigarettes ought to rise to 21 from 18. The proposal was unveiled a week or so ago, and now New York State says it wants to do the same thing. The proposal would make the age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco products the same as for purchasing liquor, but it would not prohibit people under 21 from possessing or even smoking a cigarette, which seems kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it? Here are our hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Anthony Baloney from the Erie Niagara Tobacco Free Coalition about the mayor's plan to raise the minimum age to buy cigarettes.
What are your thoughts on this proposal to raise the buying age for cigarette purchases from 18 to 21?
Well, the Erie Niagara Tobacco Free Coalition, our mission is to find ways to drive down tobacco usage. And if you're raising the age, it's 3 years less of people that are able to legally purchase tobacco. So we find that to be consistent with our work.
Mr. Baloney, do you expect a lot of opposition to a law like this, especially from the convenient store industry?
It's always possible. They're always seeking to keep the lines open for as many people to purchase products, and they're most often touting regulations unnecessary for the functioning of the business. But we are in the business of promoting health, and we are in favor of things that do that. And you know, the truth is, much of the purchases of tobacco are made at Native American outlets, and you know, how much their business would be affected by that is unknown.
You know, when do most smokers start smoking? I'm going to guess it's before 18, which is the purchase age now. So what is the point of raising it to 21?
Well, I think the point of raising it, I agree with you that the average 90% of smokers begin before they're 18. The average age is somewhere around 13, actually. And actually, we salute Mayor Bloomberg's initiative to seek to follow Canada's lead and ban the display of tobacco products, which is also an influence on leading kids to continue to think about smoking or tobacco use. We think that when the age is raised, less people have access to it, and I think it will make a difference.
That's Susan Rose and John Zach talking about the mayor in New York and the governor of New York State trying to cut the age of buying cigarettes from 18 up to 21. So what about this in your state? Is this something that would work? Officials focusing on the public health aspects of this, I could see this working in maybe California, maybe Massachusetts. The proposed legislation coming from a Democrat, polls show that she is leading to succeed Mr. Bloomberg in New York City. That's pretty interesting. There's going to be more of the same. But Bloomberg opposed a similar measure back in 2006, arguing that raising the age to buy cigarettes would actually make smoking more enticing to teenagers. Obviously, he now believes differently. What do you believe? It's sort of a rhetorical thing. New Yorkers seem largely critical of the proposal, at least at this point in time. So we'll see where all of that goes. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show, heard on radio stations like KVNU in Logan, Utah, WLFE in St. Albans, Vermont, and KMAX. KMAX in Colfax, Washington. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier, and the hope is that you're listening every week at this time to our review of the hot hits in talk radio.
Talk Radio Countdown.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen, welcome on back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 3rd. Number one item on the countdown, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. Host Stephen Tubbs and April Zsezba talking to legal analyst Greg Gianfrancaro about the arrest of the three friends of the suspect and how that impacts the overall investigation.
When it comes to what these guys knew and when, that's basically the bottom line, right?
Absolutely, but also what they did after what they knew and when they knew it. If they disposed of items that were evidence, really trying to help their friend, that's a crime, and they could pay a very steep price because they're looking at 5 years state prison, 5 years federal prison.
So let's go back to the timeline. Apparently, the bombing suspect at one point told them that he knew how to make a bomb, and that was a month before the marathon bombing. And then they see his picture all over TV after, you know, the cops say they're looking for this guy, and then they text message him. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, they put in LOL, and they were talking about, you know, it, maybe it's not a good idea to contact me. And when you put all that, you know, April, when you put all that stuff together and add in the fact that they threw out relevant materials that were reasonably could be evidence of the crime of the bombing, you've got a serious situation here. And it's obstruction of justice, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, talk about the fireworks. I mean, there's a possibility, I mean, and there was a tremendous manhunt, if you will, or search through a Boston landfill to find this backpack right. That they supposedly disposed of. And then when they found the fireworks canisters, the gunpowder was actually missing, right?
Right. And you know, the problem is, it really shows, I mean, allegedly, really seems to show that these guys were really trying to protect their friend and try to get him off and clear him of something that they really reasonably suspected that he was involved in. And there's absolutely no excuse for this kind of behavior. Look, I can understand everybody's got friends and you know, you want to protect your friend, but not in a situation like this, and not if it involves that friend committing a crime or any crime. You don't do that. And here, under these circumstances, it appears as though one could argue that they separated the gunpowder from the other items. And if that's the case, they're even taking a bad situation and only making it substantially worse.
After these arrests, the governor, Deval Patrick, mentioning, you know, the community at large is not at risk. We don't believe anybody else is out there. How likely is it, though, now that we've seen this, what, 2 weeks after the bombing, how likely is it we'll see more arrests in this case?
Well, you know, April, these individuals, these latest three, are being charged with what they did after the fact. And there's no indication that they helped him before the fact. I don't know. It does seem like the Justice Department is trying very hard to get answers as to what happened before the fact to determine if this was just the first in a long line of situations like this, and if there are others out there who helped. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Talk host Jimmy Barrett with George Forsman, former Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security, about whether he thinks the additional arrests this week really change anything in this case at all.
What do you make of this case?
I think that part of what the law enforcement authorities are wrestling with right now is how much did they know ahead of time. When you look through the criminal complaint, it was clear that you at least have, on one hand, a case of college students way in over their heads, doing things that they shouldn't do, not unusual for college students in today's time or in our time. But I think what the federal authorities really seem to be wanting to track down is how much warning might these kids have had about the potential that this individual was going to commit some sort of criminal act.
Well, you know, they're accused of attempting to dispose of evidence, including grabbing computers. So they knew exactly what it is they needed or felt they needed to get out of there. That tells me that they knew what's on those computers.
Jimmy, I think that when you go back and look at the criminal complaint, it's somewhat convoluted, but I think the federal government at this point, at least in the criminal complaint, and they don't have a requirement to, have not made a real strong and clear and compelling case that there was some premeditation on the part of these kids, that it was anything other than they picked up a backpack, they picked up some fireworks that had been dumped out, and they picked up a computer on the way out the door. The story that they gave to the federal investigators is a little bit strange as to why they took the computer in addition to the backpacks. But, you know, that's what we have a criminal court system for, and it'll go through the process. I think the one thing that everybody is wondering about is, you know, this occurred late on the evening of the 18th. The suspect was arrested on the 19th, but, you know, it was 3 days before they searched the dorm room.
Well, if nothing else, I think it's pretty safe to say that these latest ones to get arrested has some prior knowledge of what the brother was up to.
I think there is clearly going to be some level of indicators, and you know, we see this in college shootings. Who knew what when? Did they recognize a series of statements and actions that a person was taking as possibly indicating something more malicious? And so I think as the federal authorities kind of drill down through this, they're going to try to figure out was there pre-warning of any type, and did these three young men have a responsibility and meet that responsibility for advising authorities.
Coming up, we shift the focus to Syria, and that will be next when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You're kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome back into the Talk Radio Review. This is the weekly analysis, if you will, without paralysis, of the hot hits in talk radio. Bouncing around a bit, we find Syria at number 4 on the countdown. Host Brian Suits talks about some of the justification that seems to be coming from the White House for our involvement or potential involvement in Syria.
The justification for intervention in Syria continues, and on federally funded National Public Radio, there was a... American academic of Middle Eastern extraction who was giving an impassioned case for intervening in Syria. And it was all very naive. He was talking about the ease with which we could set up safe zones and things like that, humanitarian safe zones within Syria, as if no one in Syria is going to be shooting at us. And that not just the UN, not even NATO, but the United States should be doing this with American flags and our uniforms. Here is Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. Keep in mind, when he speaks... it is policy. What he says is the stance of the administration.
This morning, the White House delivered a letter to several members of Congress on the topic of chemical weapons use in Syria. The letter, which we made available to you here shortly, as soon as George gets it, we'll get to you, states that the U.S. intelligence community assesses with some degree of varying confidence that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on a small scale in Syria. Specifically the chemical agent sarin. As I've said, the intelligence community has been assessing information for some time on this issue, and the decision to reach this conclusion was made within the past 24 hours. And I've been in contact with senior officials in Washington today, and most recently the last couple of hours, on this issue. We cannot confirm the origin of these weapons, but we do believe that any use of chemical weapons in Syria would very likely have been originated with the Assad regime.
Well, he goes on. According to preliminary tests, and there's not many things that mimic nerve gas, However, this does not a genocide make, right? The deal is the Assad regime initially, several months ago, consolidated all their chemical weapons at a single ammo dump. And that was thought to be foolish because then the rebels might overrun it. And, of course, the rebels are now, at this point, dominated by Muslim fundamentalists, by jihadists. And there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever because they were trying to go for that in Libya. They were trying specifically to go for chemical weapons in Libya. And so it's just a foregone conclusion that, of course, they would do that in Syria, in a land absolutely devoid of order. If they can get away with 10 or 15 or 20 howitzer shells, 122-millimeter howitzer shells, that is a payday. That's a gold mine for a terrorist group. And the Assad regime, it appears, has authorized lower commanders, artillery commanders, to use those weapons at their discretion. What I would say is it's pretty clear that there is not a regime-wide memo to the entire army, hey, guys, weapons tight on the chem weapons. Don't release those without direct authority from Assad, et cetera, et cetera. What they have done is they've doled those out to local commanders, and they told local commanders at your discretion you can use them.
Taco's Tommy Tucker with CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about evidence that Syria has been using chemical weapons, and that may be the reason for us to go in there.
Let's start with Syria and what we think we know right now.
Yes. Well, we know that there were multiple videos of what appeared to be some sort of chemicals used against civilian populations on at least three occasions. Once back in December in Homs, which is the large Syrian city near the Lebanese border in the north of Lebanon, and in a suburb of Aleppo called Khan al-Asl, and in a suburb of Damascus called Otay. Now, there were multiple videos from each of these three occasions, and it looked like, and I saw you know, at least a good several dozen of them, people were writhing, they were, you know, having serious respiratory problems, they were on air, and they were foaming at the mouth. So wow. Something chemical appeared to have happened.
And there is some, I guess you'd have to put in quotation marks, forensic evidence as well, because somebody, I don't know who it was talking about problems with the chain of custody as far as this evidence goes, right?
Well, I believe it was the British Intelligence Service, MI6, that got blood samples from a number of the victims of the alleged attack outside of Aleppo and Khan al-Asl. Those samples, obviously, you could claim that they weren't necessarily from a victim, that they were taken from somewhere else. Of course, the Syrian government has a multitude of ruses in its bag of tricks. But in any case, that's true. You really can't prove that they came from the victims of those alleged chemical attacks. And also the soil samples, once you get several days beyond the alleged attack, it's difficult to prove what was used.
Here's what a few callers had to say about whether it's time for the U.S. to get involved in Syria or not.
I think we need to bring the troops home and put them on our border. I don't believe we need to send our troops over to another country for another 8 or 10 year fight. Our debt is high enough. We're borrowing money from China to fight them. And I just feel like it's time we bring our troops home and put them on the border. We got to protect our borders. Russia and China is doing theirs. So why can't we and let the United Nations take over?
There shouldn't be an option to go into Syria. Oh, in fact, we need to get out of the war business, period. Bring our troops home to take care of this country and this hemisphere and help others when able. The fact is, we are making enemies. Our strategy is screwed up and our tactics are insane. Our strategy is to arrest terrorism, to protect this country by becoming terrorists ourselves, by using tactics pell-mell when invading, bombing, and killing too many innocent people. We must not be afraid to do the right thing, and killing is not right.
put it this way, I believe that, first of all, we should be following what our founding father said, was not to be involved in these international engagements. Second of all, it's unconstitutional. We are engaged in these wars without even declaring a war. I don't know what the American people have to wake up to the fact that we have to declare wars. This is unconstitutional. Third of all, these rebels that we're supposedly supporting are Al-Qaeda. My God, this is Al-Qaeda. This is the people that attacked the towers. And now we are supporting them to take over Syria. Insanity rules the day.
Up next, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal analyst for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program and also for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is here. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. And there are still plenty of them. Plenty, plenty, plenty. The Boston Marathon bombing has brought people out of the woodwork, and there are still warnings around looking out for those who would just think, oh, yeah, this is a good thing. We'll help the Bostonians that way. There are only like two or three legitimate, really legitimate sites where people could give to the Boston bombing thing, right, Steve?
There really are. The Boston One site is probably the best, and this one has Kenneth Feinberg administering it, who did the 9/11 and the BP oil spill, because it's one that you know is not only legitimate, but it's being run effectively without much money going for expenses. But there are a lot of them scam ones out there that you have to be wary of.
All right, next up, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial is on the list here on the countdown this week. What do we make of some of the things that have come out? Like, he went to 46 doctors, Jackson did, to try to get him to write script.
What we have to remember that the key in this trial is that the action is being brought for extraordinary huge amounts of money that they're projecting Michael Jackson would have earned.
$42 billion? Come on.
Yeah. It's outrageous. But even if they would approve that, they're going against the concert promoters, and they're saying that it's the concert promoters that hired the physician, and they controlled the physician, and that the physician was working in their best interest and against Michael's. I think it's going to be a real hard thing to prove that to a jury. You know, we already have Dr. Murray being convicted, but it doesn't appear that he was under direction to do things to Michael that would just get him onto the stage regardless of the effects on his health. So the plaintiffs have got a real hard row to go on this one.
That morning after pill controversy, the legalities of giving birth control pills to children, basically. I mean, that's what this is about.
It's a tough one. And because, first of all, you have an issue of people who are anti-abortion. This really keeps that abortion thing from even becoming a question. And you have to recognize that as much as, you know, we don't want kids to have sex at young ages, they do. They will, and so you have to deal with it. All of that being said, it is a real issue is in regards to 15-year-olds being able to get this pill without a parent's consent. And, you know, it's one where I got to admit I can see the legalities on both sides. The parents are the legal guardians of their children. They do have control over that, or they're supposed to be making decisions. On the other hand, it can be something that, as it has been indicated in regard to abortions. A minor can go to a court and get an order for an abortion if the parent don't. But here there's no court at all. We're talking about a 15-year-old being able to get this pill, and it's going to be a tough one, I think, however the courts rule on it.
All right. Number seven on the countdown this week, gun control proposals in light of this 5-year-old who had been given a .22 caliber rifle as a present, a 5-year-old. The gun is not enclosed. It's leaning up against a door jamb. The 5-year-old picks it up, doesn't know, or at five, how do you know, how to check for a round of ammunition. There's ammunition in the gun. He picks it up, points it at his 2-year-old sister, pulls the trigger. The sister's dead.
So, I mean, the stupidity and the negligence here just, as you indicated, it piles higher and higher and higher. And this is one of the plain hard facts. You know, we do have a constitutional right to have arms in our home. Unfortunately, and people have them for defense. Unfortunately, the figures are such that these guns are used in instances like this where accidentally family members kill each other, and here, incredibly tragically. I mean, the rules for maintaining a gun just were broken in droves on this one. And I think you've got the child does not have any legal responsibility here. The law.
No, of course not. But do the parents? Is the question.
The parents, frankly, it could be a matter not just of civil, but I truly think of criminal liability here. And frankly, we're talking up to manslaughter. It's not murder, but it is a reckless action that could reasonably be expected to cause that death. And horrible, horrible situation. But it does explain that, you know, if you have a gun, what is wrong with having some requirements of people have to having some kind of training for basic protective measures to take.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer and participant in the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.